Michelle, if you would please call the roll.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Here.
Councilmember Rosander?
Here.
Councilmember Dudley?
Here.
Thank you. On consent agenda, we have the minutes, claims, and a payroll summary, and I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mayor,
I mean, go ahead.
You're all yours, Zane.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
And second, please?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion?
I have one question. There was a towing charge from Childers, $169. Was that the deal at the town pump? Is that the vehicle there, or?
No, it's a criminal investigation.
Okay. Yeah, it caught my eye, and I thought maybe it was this deal over here. Okay, thank you.
Other comments? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Thank you. Consent agenda approved. Department of Reports, Chief Burke.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. The other report, I really don't have anything to add to answer Councilman Rosander. It's the first item on my report.
Questions
of
Chief Burke?
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Kim?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. I do have one thing to add that has come up this week. The vehicles that we've had towed for the city to the shop will be taken care of. It's been out of the process, but we finally are at the end of it. And next Wednesday, the county is going to come get them, and Public Works is going to help load them.
Maybe.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks.
Chief Reeder.
Mayor Williams, members of the council, you have my report. Quiet for us. Fireworks should be here Saturday. At least the trailer. Or I'm not sure exactly. But they'll be here. And Jaylene had, I don't know if you guys know, Jaylene applied for a grant from Town Pump for $5,000 to go towards fireworks.
Awesome.
So, good job, Jaylene. Yeah. Well, I think we just bought more. It's not really offset anything. But it was on sale, right? So, and then everyone is doing their online training. Instead of we used to send people to Helena for fireworks, now we just do it online. So, anyone that touches the fireworks, the tubes has to do this class. So,
okay.
Secret stuff. So. That's all I've got.
Okay. Impressive. Thanks, Chief Reeder.
Thank you.
Michelle.
All right, you all have my report as well. After a quiet couple of weeks, probably the most I worked was this afternoon with Michelle on the ballot issue for the Local Government Study Review Commission, because I was contacted by Sally Warner, the election official for Rosebud County, reminding us that we need to have that in by August, and saying, hey, so where is it at? So they did have a draft of it, and I'm just reviewing that because there is also this provision in the Local Government Review Committee statutes for judicial review of an election. And so you do have to have your T's crossed and your I's dotted, or it could be challenged in the courts after that. So I'm just making sure that everything is going to be in tip-top shape for the ballot, so that the work the study commission did is not all for naught if we end up tripping over something and having the election quality question. So I was working on that all afternoon, and I still have some more work to do because it's complicated. It's a complicated process. So that's all I have.
Question, Michelle? Okay, thank you, Michelle. Pat.
reports. We're still having just a little hiccup with one of the analyzers, keeps going offline for whatever reason. So we're working on that, and In Control is waiting on DEQ to give them the template of the report that we got to do, send out monthly, so that hasn't been installed yet. We did terminate their contract. Well, we didn't really have a contract with them, and it expired at the end of December. But hauling grass, they were doing such a poor job that we finally had to do something different. We just got Zard Yard doing mowing on an hourly basis. They'd be going out for bids for a new contract here, so we would start paperwork doing that. We got our money for the coal board, $100,000 for the chlorine analyzers, so that was good. There's something else I was going to mention. I've got a blank right now.
What did they, like, have they come up with dates on starting all of our street work?
Oh, that's okay. That's what I was going to talk about. They're supposed to have been here Monday. Was there a pre-construction, and they had dates lined out for Laramie Circle and stuff. They're not here yet. The parts that they're using haven't been submitted to KLJ so they can approve them. And KLJ has been reaching out to hard drives with the main contract. But the sub is the one doing the water service line replacement, and they're the ones that are not in communication with everybody right now. So there is a holdup on it. I can't tell you how long. Nothing's going to happen this week, would be my guess. Hopefully, they'll get ready and get going next week, but right now I do not have any dates for you.
Do we have any way of letting, like, the neighborhoods know that, hey, your street's going to be torn up, or
yep,
put anything? I mean,
yep, we're gonna
possibly put, otherwise than just the website?
I mean, we will have the website, and they're supposed to go about 2 or 3 days between, like, the water service line, you know, for each house, you know, give them a couple of days notice. You know, we expect to be at your house Tuesday, you know, give them an hour on a Friday. They're supposed to be doing that. Contract's supposed to be doing that. We'll do our best on letting them know, like, say we're doing Laramie Circle and we're coming into there, so people, you know, can get their vehicles off the street, give them heads up. There again, the contracts are supposed to notify them, but we'll do everything we can to help that and when and where that's going to be happening.
Okay, any other questions?
Thank you.
Michelle?
MMIA to the Montana State Fund for Workers' Compensation Insurance, since MMIA is dropping the Workers' Comp Insurance Program that we're working with them. I reviewed it's just a 3-page application type form. Reviewed that with Michelle Mulholland today. It's a pretty simple, basic form. Once I get it finished up, then I will have Mayor Williams sign it. We will submit it. That will be our official entry into the state fund, which will become effective July 1st this year. We just have to work out some of the details as far as classification of employees. They have not given me any rate information yet, so I haven't been able to predict what the rate difference is going to be, but I'm sure once we get farther in the process, we will. Obviously, we'll have to for budgeting purposes, but right now they haven't given me any rate information. As Fire Chief Rita reported, we received the money from yesterday from Town Hall for the fireworks donation. So we got that money yesterday. And I'm not sure if all of you are aware, CPRD also for, well, I think ever since I've been City Clerk Treasurer for 26 years, has been also donated $2,500 per year towards the fireworks show.
And so they've already paid that too. So they've been doing that every year. So I think ever since I've been here. So other things to report. Study Commission, Local Government Review Study Commission, did not meet last night for their regular monthly meeting because we did not have a quorum. They're supposed to let me know if we can maybe hold a meeting next week or if not. So I don't have a date yet when we're going to reschedule that yet. But we do need to meet because they haven't met since the public hearing. So they need to meet again to finalize their report. And so that, and then that will also help with Michelle for, is if they continue in the direction they're going, Michelle will need to know that with the ballot language. And so unless they decide to change and reverse something, that's the direction we're heading. But like I said, so they need to finalize that so Michelle can be ready with the ballot of the language that will be necessary based on their recommendation. A new packet, I gave you the newsletter from the Montana Taxpayers Association on fuel taxes. The reason I wanted to talk about it is, you know, they're talking about not just it's the federal states, they're all talking about maybe a moratorium or abating taxes on motor or on fuel because of the high prices of fuel. Unfortunately, that has a negative impact on funding for highways and streets. It doesn't really will impact us a lot. They haven't given us any idea, even if this is going to happen, and if it does, how much it would be. We have no idea. But I don't think it will impact our budget or our ability to continue with our street work. I really just don't think it'll be that huge of an impact. Because it sounds like if they do it, it would just be for summer months. That we have no guarantee of knowing that. But I'm sure our legislators are going to be very careful about doing that because that will not just impact counties and cities, it impacts the state's budget, their highway budget too. So, like I said, it's a great idea, but it also has some negative impacts to budgeting. So, we're keeping an eye on that to see what happens with that. I think that's all I have to report for tonight.
Any questions for Michelle?
Have you guys talked any about the budget?
Yes, we've been circulating the budget worksheets. I know the departments are working on those. We are working on that. We don't have any meetings per se scheduled as far as the budget committee goes, which is all it's a committee of the whole. But yeah, we are departments. We are putting together our budgets, so we are diligently working on those.
Thanks, Michelle. One of my communications, Pat shared with you the success what we had at Colborne for the $100,000 grant. And, you know, that's just a great example of everybody working together on a particular project. And that's been our success story ever since we make applications for these grants. We involve the departments, we involve SNDC, and everybody works together. And Councilmember Hadler had an opportunity to visit with the cohort last week at the meeting, and we've been very successful as a result of all the communication that has gone on between the different departments and everybody working together on these grants. And I think a few folks here tonight, but you know, since we've been a city in the last 26, 27 years, we've been successful to tune of over $5 million from the toll board coming into our community. So we've had a great success story and tremendous support from the toll board over all these years. I understand that next week our governor will be in town next Wednesday. He's coming to town. He's making his tour, all through all the counties. That's been the plan that over this next year. And I don't know any of the details, but whenever I find out the details, I'll share that information with everybody. But it's next Wednesday, I think it's on the 17th. So I'll give you a heads up on that as I find out more information. The next thing I have to do is a real pleasure for me to take the opportunity to recognize. And if Rose Hanser would come on up here, please. Mm-hmm.
And with that, we prepared a plaque, and this recognized Rose Hanser in recognition of your exceptional leadership and devoted service to the city of Colstrip as mayor from 2012 to 2015, and as also city council from 2022 to 2025. So I appreciate your service, Rose, and it's been a real pleasure with the activities that we've been involved on collectively together. So thank you for your service, and I appreciate you very much for continued support. So, and maybe, oh, Kami's going to take a picture. So if there's any members of the public that wish to come forward and make a comment at this time, would be welcome.
Well, before you leave your deal, I just have one comment. And we appreciate you keeping us up to speed on this coffee kiosk over there. And I want it on public record that the city has been very good about helping with that over there. And it sounds like to me it's excuses with what's underneath that or whatever. It's a building. As far as I know, we're not being paid any rent now. It's on our property. And I'm sure you're supportive. Don't take this wrong. But I wanted some people to know. And there is some attention to it. Looking to see what. And so I haven't talked to Michelle at all about it. But I don't know how long. I was hoping that would be gone by Colstrip.
Is the second building not on our...
The large building is on private property.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I wondered.
Right.
Thank you.
So for me, and it doesn't matter whether she's in business or not, it's on city property.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, if there's no public comment, we'll go to new business, and that's a special event permit request during Colstrip Days. And that's from Jessica Joel. And I'll entertain a motion to approve her request for setting off fireworks during Colstrip Days. After the motion.
Okay. Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the fireworks permit, special event permit, excuse me, for Jessica Jones for Colstrip Days.
Okay. Second. Okay, discussion?
Yes, my question was, has she submitted two applications with her name in charge of both at different addresses?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
1542 Piedmont and 528 Poplar. So I'll take the motion to address both of those addresses. Okay.
My only concern is how is she going to be responsible for both places at the same time? Is that not our concern?
No, if she put in a request and she would be, she's the responsible party. So that's what we would. That's what we were.
That's what we hear about.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. Is there no limit? She has noon to noon. Is there no limit so at 2 o'clock in the morning they can do fireworks? There's
no.
Nothing written on this permit.
No, there's
no.
Our ordinance does not allow
11 p.m.
Yeah.
When I write her letter,
When I write her letter, she will be told.
Okay, I just wondered because it's not on this document here, any of the time restrictions. So that's what I was just wondering about, out of respect for shift workers and stuff.
No, she, they will be notified of the 11 p.m.
Okay,
deadline.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, comments for the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Okay. Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
I don't like that.
Okay. That's approved. Thank you. Okay, next item is the cemetery pavilion. And this is a request from the cemetery board to move forward with the purchase of the marquee shelter for the cemetery from Fifth Room. And that's the company that will be providing the pavilion. So the cemetery, we've got three members of the cemetery board here this evening, and they've provided information of what that pavilion will look like. And the plan for the board is once we have the shelter, then the city will be putting together a contract. We are with the assumption at this time, don't have all the details worked out, that one of the interested constructors is Board by Board Construction, that we wish to begin the purchasing process of this shelter now so that we will have that available. And of course with that comes the drawings and all those types of things for the cemetery. So that is the request, and I'll entertain a motion to approve the request for the purchase of the pavilion. And as described here, once that facility is set up, that's where the activities associated with the military homage and the cemetery information will be housed in that facility. So that's the plan for that facility. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the purchase of the marquee shelter for the cemetery.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the cemetery pavilion as brought to us from the cemetery.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments? Any board members wish to make any comments at this time? Okay. Comments of the public?
Wayne, you got?
Yes.
Do we have any idea? Okay, this is just for the structure. This is nothing to put it up. This is no pad. This is electricity. This is no site prep. This
that's
is not,
that's just the
do we have any idea what any of that is proposed to cost?
Well, there is an estimate on the construction, and I think Pat, did you have I can't remember if we had a number for the pad. I don't recall.
I don't think did we get one for the pad?
No, because Justin Clay?
Austin,
sorry. He needs to see the engineer drawings and plans, and so does board by board, to make a firm offer or bid on the cement and the construction.
This company said $28,000 for them to build it. Is that correct?
That's correct. $28,600.
No, this is the company. We'll send some people down for $28,000. Or something, I think, and that's why we were going out trying to get it cheaper, you know, outsourcing it ourselves versus having them come and build it.
And we wanted to try to go local.
Local if we could, but nobody really wanted to put in for it local.
The bid that they put in, did it include labor for the concrete and all that? Everything?
It was just the building of the
construction.
Yeah, not the concrete.
And we do have the funds for this.
Okay. I just wondered if it's, because this is different than you normally do it. You don't start at the end and do it. You usually have this all done.
The pad
so you
and everything
so that's
first.
Why I'm asking what kind of an overall commitment do we have.
But we got to get the plans for it before we can
get it first.
Quote from the other people.
And are we going to have electricity?
They talked about putting conduit in it so they could run electricity to it, but the plan right now was not to have it.
So this structure doesn't have gutters on it, correct? I see there are no gutters in anything. Gutters, downpipes, and all that stuff is...
I can't...
Not
yeah,
really needed?
I don't believe it's part of the building.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it hangs over.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That's approved, so we'll continue the process and progress. Thank you, both the Cemetery Board. Appreciate you being here this evening. Okay, next item on the agenda then is the collective bargaining agreement. We've got bargaining agreements for the police unit and also the bargaining agreement for the city employee. And I'll just go through my summary that I prepared for the council on the bargaining agreements. And we've had a number of meetings in relationship to the those two agreements. And this is a brief summary. So the proposal is for a four-year contract. And the compensation adjustment for both units is the same. For 2026-27, 5% increase, 27-28, 5%, 28-29, 4%, 29-30, 5% increase. There are some other adjustments to the contract being proposed. And one is the clothing allowance on the city employee side would be $400 to $600 per year, with the required logo. Footwear for public works is from $400 to $600 per year. On the police unit, the dispatchers, same number as $400 to $600 for the dispatchers. For the uniformed officers, it's an increase from $750 to $900. The flexible spending account, the FSA, both units are the same. And that's an increase from $2,500 to $3,400 per year in accordance with federal rules and guidelines. And the retirement plan, both units, and that would be beginning July 1, 2026, the city of Colstrip will match up to 4% of the employee's contribution to participating employees under the 457 deferred compensation plan. There are other changes within the agreement. For clarification that we've made, we've gone through both agreements, made a number of changes for clarification and ease of administering both contracts. And this, the approval was being recommended by the negotiating team, which included myself, Councilmember Rosander, City Clerk Treasurer Michelle Richards, Police Chief Pert, Public Works Director Pat Zinn. And as we've been going through the process, I have involved City Attorney Michelle Milholland through the process, both before the agreements be set down and negotiated and during the negotiations. So I've involved her in the discussions with recommendations that she has come forward with for clarification, particularly clarification of some things that were duplicative and were inconsistent between both of those contracts. So that's where we've gone through the process. I think we probably covered it pretty well with everybody's involvement as we've pursued this. And it's been a very workable situation with the bargaining units, with those folks that were represented from both the police department and with the public work. So we've had good responses and good cooperation all the way through this process. So it's been very, very easy to work. Everybody's been very easily workable with all that's coming together. So I'll entertain a motion. On the first one is a collective bargaining agreement on the police unit.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the bargaining unit proposal. First one is the police department.
The second, please.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Both, please.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Thank you. That contract is approved. The next is the collective bargaining agreement with the city employees. I'll entertain a motion to approve that contract.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the collective bargaining agreement proposal for the city employee unit.
And second, please?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Thank you. That contract is approved. So thank you, council members. Thank you, staff. Everybody working together. Good agreements for the next 4 years. So thank you all for all the effort that has gone into this. So thank you. Yeah. And if there is no other business to come before the attention of the city council, I'll turn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.